on the always interesting Wednesday night edition of Sports Time Radio. I am the Big Jack, and back with me tonight is Dan the Man.
Yes, I am.
And he does not eat green. And he does not eat green eggs and ham. Oh, sorry. All right. You want to talk to Dan or I tonight, or both Dan and me, however you want to do it. 646-478-3753 is the studio number. You can email the show, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Everything else, go to sportstimeradio.com. You can check it all out on there. The blog is on wordpress.com. It is the front page of the website. I think the last one was put up about a week ago, so check that out if you haven't already. Sports Time Radio Facebook page, you need to get over there and like it if you haven't done that. Also, Sports Time Radio is on Twitter, at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I also join in. I am at Sports Time, and Dan the Man is at
Mantime 8. Okay.
So you're a little late on your cue there. What happened? you were trying to put your ramen noodles in the microwave and miss track of what we were going for there.
Well, no, but honestly, you were like on such a roll. I just thought you were going to say it.
No, I would never steal your Twitter intro. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess I don't really, since we don't really get musical intros like Mr. Fantasy, but.
Hey, I'm just happy he's actually tweeting. All it took was him to get a little bit ahead on your guys' bet, and he's a tweeting fool. Now we can't stop him.
I know, but and I'll say this again to him Friday. I don't care. You've been to the boats. You've been gambling, right? You've sat at a roulette table, right? Have you? You've done all this?
No, I'm more of a blackjack guy, but okay.
Well, you know the basic concept of roulette, right? You just pick a number, and you put your chip on that number, right? Well, there's always this one guy who will sit at that table, and I've had this happen. I'm not a huge gambler. I've never gone with more than 30 bucks. Why? Because I figure I could blow 30 bucks, and I won't feel bad about it because I could have did it somewhere else. Just have a good time. Drinks, but there's always this one guy. Whatever number you pick, say I'm feeling 15. I put my chip down on 15, but that guy doesn't want 15. So what does he do? He puts his chip all around 15 so that everything it touches, he can win, right? Where me, I'm like, no, let's go for the gold. Pick one. That's kind of how I feel like with Mr. Fantasy and I's bet. At first I really thought he was going to be like...
You picked 15, and he took all the numbers around it?
Exactly. I picked the central team, the Dodgers. They were getting all the media and the hype, so to speak, in California. And instead of going with kind of the rival, which I really thought he was going to go with, especially the way we were all talking and, during a spring training, I really thought he was going to be like, well, which team is going to be better? The Dodgers or the Angels. I really thought it was going to come down to that. But instead, he decides to, go in the mix and pick up everybody in California.
Well, you got to remember, he's a worker. So what happened is he worked you into this bet, and you bought it. See, so you only have yourself to blame, man.
Yeah, but, we're going to have to add a small stipulation to that, though, on Friday. That's not just a stipulation. But, let's just say, for instance, the Giants are in first place and the Dodgers are in second. And the Angels and the Athletics are both, at the top. Padres, no, they're not going to be at the top of anything. Let's just say all three teams had a better record than the Dodgers. But say the Dodgers going in and win the World Series, That would still say they were the better team, no? So I guess we'll have to discuss.
Yeah,
that
well,
on
you
Friday.
Know, to me it would. I don't know if. I mean, I can't see why he wouldn't agree to it, but you got to remember, he's a weird dude.
Figured I'd bring it up to you first, and I'm hoping he'll listen, and he'll tweet something later or completely yell at me on Friday. One of the two. But
He did tell me he was looking forward to Friday's show so you guys can talk about the bet. So he's very excited.
I know, but, you know, here's the thing that killed me about him is he was the first one, week one, who was like, it's only April, you know, blah, blah, blah. And here he is, you know, he was jumping all over like he's ready to ride the Oakland train. He's not even talking about the Angels or the Padres.
It's nice to, you know, it's nice that he's all in on something because, you know, you got to realize the guy doesn't win that much. You know, his wife is the boss in his personal life. You know, she pushes him around. So, you know, it's nice when – I always feel good when he can get a win. So, you know,
well,
if he feels like he's getting a win right now, you know, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe it just got fueled because I beat him last week in our matchup for fantasy baseball.
Well, see,
my first time ever.
That's possible. See, and now oddly, he is he happens to be losing to me right now in the regular draft league, not the auction league, the other league. So
yeah.
He is he's struggling. But yeah, oddly, fantasy baseball-wise, I had a very strange couple of days. I always go day by day when I set my lineup, you know, like for – tonight I already went in and did tomorrow's lineup just to make sure I had the right guys in. Now, on Tuesday I did this, and I took Jason Hayward out of my lineup because he had appendicitis and had to have surgery. And my other right fielder I put in was Justin Maxwell. Well, I went in and looked at my lineup today, and I was looking at it on my phone, so it was a little smaller than my laptop. And it said my right fielder was on the DL, and I'm like, wait a minute. No, I took Jason Hayward out of my lineup. So when I got home, I double-checked, and sure enough, Justin Maxwell broke his hand, and he's on the DL now, too. So I had to go out now, and now when you did, again, like we always talk about, Mr. Fantasy actually mentioned to me that in a lot of the leagues, people are dropping Jason Hayward, because, you know, if you're in an 8- or a 10-team league, you can do that.
Yeah.
I put him on the DL, and now my starting right fielder is Travis Schneider from the Pittsburgh Pirates. So that's what happens in a 20-team league, my friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I dropped you know who I'm talking about, from the Cubs.
Who?
He was put on the fifth. You know, Fujikawa. Too many. You know, that's too many of the same syllable type deal in the one name. But I dropped him, and you were like, I don't think you should have dropped him. But unfortunately, by the time he was cleared on waivers, he was gone. So the other day I decided, well, what the heck, Carlos Marmol hasn't been doing too bad. You know, in a non-closer role. So I figured, hey, he's out there, I'll pick him up. But then last night I was just going through things because Octavio Dotel was put on the DL, and I had him in my role. And the Tigers.
You can probably drop him.
I think I did. I don't remember what I did. But anyways, I dropped Adam Dunn. I'm just done with Dunn.
Oh wow!
But,
you probably could have tried to trade him because some chump may have wanted to jump on that bandwagon.
I don't blame you for
canning him. But anyways, go ahead and keep going because I have Adam Dunn related stories that I want to get to. So.
Oh, okay. And it appears with Dotel out, the Tigers picked up Valverde's contract from minor leagues and they're putting him in the closer role. So I was able to scoop him up.
Oh, wow.
For starting I believe it's either today or tomorrow. I don't know when he's on my roster. So that'll be interesting. I've been making some few moves here and there. But before you get into your Dunn story, you know, this weekend I ran into an old guy in Berwyn, which is, you know, where you and I will be this Saturday. And, you know, the population there is very, you know, authentically Mexican, and there wasn't a whole lot going on there. Yeah, so he was there, and I'm wearing my Cubs hat. I must have apparently looked like the only guy who liked baseball in the building. And he comes right up to me. He was a nice older man, you know, kind of on the, you know, special side, but I'm not knocking him, but just kind of giving me a description. Really nice guy. And he starts talking to me about fantasy baseball out of nowhere. And he's like, you know what, hold on a second. And he pulls out his lineup from his back pocket. So I'm like, do you listen to the show? What? I've never met you. So I'm going to point him to your direction if he shows up this Saturday. But I thought it was pretty cool because he brought that up. And, you know, I'm pretty new to fantasy baseball, and his league was a lot different than ours, where strikeouts don't count in his league. And with everything that Adam Dunn's been doing, you know, he asked me, and this is probably my first fantasy advice that I've given. He looked like he had a good team, but when he's like, what do you think I should do with Adam Dunn? You think I should drop him? And I'm like, well, how does your league work? And he goes, well, you know, this is what we count. I think they only had like 6 or 7 categories for hitting, and strikeouts were not in there. So I was like, hey, you know, keep him on your bench. You know, put him in when you have to. I'm like, with the strikeouts, I go, it's not going to hurt you where it hurts me in my league. So I thought that was pretty interesting. It was pretty cool to, you know, I guess wearing that baseball hat, just people, you know, baseball people flock together, I guess you could say. So what's your wonderful Dunn story?
Well, it's not such a story as it is a related. How worried are you that Anthony Rizzo is turning into Adam Dunn? That was the question I wanted to ask you.
Well, that's funny because I was actually going to ask you tonight, do you think anyone would be willing to trade for Rizzo?
Who would be?
Do you think anybody would be willing to trade for Rizzo, and who would be, you know, because...
In fantasy league or in real life?
Oh, in fantasy league.
We have a lot of Cub fans in our league. You could easily pawn him off. That's why I was saying you may not have wanted to drop Dunn, because we also have a lot of White Sox fans. There may have been somebody willing to actually give you something in return.
I don't know. I guess I didn't see it happening with him. But
I don't blame you for getting rid of the guy. I don't want anybody on my team hitting 100 either, unless it's a pitcher.
Yeah, or a second baseman. Damn you, second baseman.
Yeah. No, my second baseman's actually hitting, I can't complain. So
but hey, since Darwin Barney came up, he's had like one error. I don't think I've had any errors with him, so.
Yeah, no, you know. So, the thing that baffles me with the Cubs, and again, you know, I know we get into Chicago talk a lot, but that's where we live. And what I can't figure out with the Cubs is why Darwin Barney doesn't hit 2, Castro 3, and Rizzo 4. Because Castro is by far the best hitter on that team. Darwin Barney is made to hit 2nd in a good lineup. Well, maybe that's my caveat there, is they don't have a good lineup. You know, but he's a classic second hitter, and I don't get – when I look at this team, I don't understand what they do. Did you by any chance hear the Jed Hoyer interview where he said it was painful to watch this team?
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that, but I saw a quote that said he's 100% behind Dale.
The caveat to it was because they were losing so many close games.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well, you know, that's just like today. Jeff Smarja pitched another great game.
And the Sox have had that problem too. They've had some solidly pitched games, but they can't score.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean, any time, you know, you can't score, you can't win.
No, and I have, on my starting roster, which helps give me innings, Travis Wood and Carlos Villanueva from the Cubs, mainly because, you know,
but you're not getting any rings.
No, the two of them should both be 4-0, I believe. At least 3-1, 4-0. But their offense is coming through. You know?
No, it is not.
And
that's the price you pay. Like, I did that in one of the leagues, I don't remember which one it is. I took Ricky Nolasco because he's going to pitch well. I knew he wasn't going to win a lot of games, but I wasn't looking for wins from him. My hope was he gets traded to a contender at the trading deadline, and then my investment in him pays off. So,
wow. Well, you know, just even bouncing around, that's like my A.J. Burnett.
Well, you know, the shot you have is, you know, they may move Villanueva if he keeps pitching as well as he has. You know, team may be interested in him, you know, come the trade deadline, and then, you know, you might actually have something.
Radio taking you harder to the pace.
All right, it's your Heart of the Pain update, but not only that, it is your NBA playoff edition of Heart of the Pain. In the fourth quarter, the Oklahoma City Thunder have a 84 lead over the Houston Rockets. If Oklahoma City wins that game, they will go up 2-0 in their series. In the third quarter, the Indiana Pacers have a 77-65 lead over the Atlanta Hawks. Indiana is also looking to take a 2-game lead in that series, and the late game tonight features the Kobe-less Los Angeles Lakers in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. The Spurs lead that series 1-0, and that is your NBA playoff edition of Hard in the Pain.
Hey,
here's my NBA question for you for the night. If you're Indiana and Atlanta, how do you feel that your game got shipped to NBA TV where basically nobody can see it?
Wow, I didn't know that.
So the Thunder and the Rockets are the TNT game. It's TNT's night to carry playoff games. And obviously they're on at the same time, so the Empire Sports Network can't carry it because of the contract agreement. So the only other place the game can go to be on television is NBA TV. Now, I don't get it as part of my basic Comcast package. I don't know, do you get it on your service, what you have at home?
Whatever it costs more.
But do you get NBA TV as part of your package? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Because I asked Mr. Fantasy, and he didn't even know what NBA TV was. So I just kind of let that go. So,
if he has HBO, he probably has.
Sadly, he wouldn't know. The only thing he knows he has for sure is he gets MLB TV and NFL, the NFL network. He gets the MLB network and the NFL network. Other than that, I don't even think he realizes if he gets CBS, NBC, and ABC just because he's weird like that.
Well, you know, and what's funny, what also, you know, that's considered the upgraded sports package. So with the NBA or the NFL and the MLB, you get the NHL, the NBA, the Big Ten. There's a lot more, but I just don't know all those channels.
Oh, well, either my neighbors are coming home or you're about to witness a home invasion on Sports Time Radio because it almost sounds like somebody's trying to open my door. And I think they realize they have the wrong apartment. So, the joys of apartment living, my friends. So,
Well, you know, the Knicks are going to Boston tomorrow or Friday, and they're up to
I got to tell you what I hate about the NBA playoffs. Why do they not play every other frickin' day? And, I mean, I get it. It's run by TV, and the TV money rules the world. But it's so annoying when you're trying to get in a series, and all of a sudden they have 3 frickin' days off.
Yeah. Well, I think baseball probably has the better package deal, and football, too. It makes no sense. I mean, with the MLB, obviously we don't know right now, but I'm sure they already know. You know, come playoffs, the wild card will be held on, you know, say TBS and the MLB network because it's the wild card, you know. And then the next couple of series will be split between TBS and I'm sure Fox because they always seem to do all the baseball stuff, TBS and Fox. And it kind of goes back and forth. It's like a tag team. It works out. And, yes, you will have a couple overlapping games, but they try to get all the games in without, you know, 2 games on at the same time. And it seems to work, but I think the biggest problem. You also said they also have like 3 or 4 days off in between. But, you know, having like half the league in the playoffs doesn't make it any easier, you know.
No, and you would think, like I said, again, I get it. It's, you know, again, the status pro on the show. Cash rules everything around me. You and I both know that. But, you know, just go out, especially the first round, go out and freaking play every other day. Let's get through this first round. Nobody cares.
Yeah, no, nobody does.
You know, I mean, the first round has been horrible. The only two teams that have won on the road have been our Bulls here in Chicago, and Golden State won on the road last night, and they had to shoot 65% to do it.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, it doesn't look, you know, Houston's kind of creeping back in. I saw an update said they're only down 7 now. So they're trying to sneak back in, but nobody believes they're going to win that series. I mean, do you honestly think the Milwaukee Bucks had a chance against the Heat?
No.
So, you know, let's play every other day and put Milwaukee out of their misery. And I mean, it's not Milwaukee's fault. They just drew the 8th seed, and, you know, Miami's a stacked team. So, you know, let's get the series going every other day. You know, you can travel on that off day. You know, everybody has private jets. It's not hard to fly from Miami to Milwaukee. So, you know, let's go.
No. Well, and not only that, I think the thing compared to, you know, trying to compare apples and oranges, but the NFL and the NBA, I think the thing that's better is with the NFL is the best teams have that bye. So you don't have a series like the Milwaukee Bucks and the Heat.
Well, let's face it, this is kind of a bye for the Miami Heat.
Well, yeah. But, you know, and of course, everyone here in Chicago thinks the Nets and the Bulls are going to go 7 games and, you know, the Nets are going to win. I think that's just Chicago talking and you have to back your team, whatever. But I don't see it happening. But then again, I don't know a whole lot about the Nets. But what I did find interesting, yes, was it the Knicks played yesterday? Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Right. Okay, because so much stuff all the time, all these videos I watch on my phone, my TV, whatever. So I'm watching the interview, the post-game interview with Carmelo Anthony, you know, Mr. 70 points in 2 games, and they're going over to Boston. And what can you not avoid when you talk about the city of Boston, obviously? And I thought Melo did a great interview because, you know, he ignored the situation completely and didn't bring it up. But, you know, of course, the broadcaster guy interviewer is like, oh, how do you feel about going to Boston with all the emotions running through, you know? And I don't know if Carmelo just didn't really realize the question he was being asked or he just wanted to ignore it. But I loved his response. He goes, yeah, you know, we just got to worry about the game we play. Whether we're here, we're home, we're on the road, you know, we're going to Boston, whether the building's filled with excitement, you know, because the Boston Celtics are in the playoffs. Obviously, the announcer was talking about the bomb, but I don't know. I kind of like that, and I like that he, you know, kept it very simple but didn't delve into it because, I mean, it's such a topic that no one, I don't know.
Yeah.
You really can't go there with sports.
Well, I know. I know you're kind of a Knicks guy, and I got to dog the Knicks fans a little bit here. Because before game one, you know, but it obviously didn't show it on TV, but Carmelo got on the mic and spoke about what happened in Boston. And then Paul Pierce got on the mic, and Paul Pierce is a Celtic. And he was kind of, you know, he was thanking them for their support and everything. And there were actually chodes at the Knicks game who booed him while he was talking about this.
Wow.
You know, it's like, booing during introductions, booing while he's on the court. But when he's talking about something like this where people lost their lives, I don't care how hated of a rival he is, you don't boo him because then you look like a complete and total ass.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then they had kind of the same, oddly enough, another goofy fan reaction. Did you by any chance get to see the UFC stuff on Saturday?
Oh, I didn't even know there was UFC on.
Yeah, it was on Fox.
Okay.
And Benson Henderson was the main event. He won a real tight split decision against a guy who apparently was from the town where the fights were taking place. So it wasn't a great decision to begin with. Well, then, you know, Henderson's giving his interview. Well, he's getting ready to start his interview. He goes, hang on. He goes, I got to take care of something here real quick. And he calls his boy over, and his boy hands him this little box. And I forgot what his girlfriend's name was. He gets down on one knee and proposes. She, of course, says yes. So they're all happy and excited, and he's getting booed for proposing to his girlfriend. Oh, my God. come on. I mean, what the, you know, have some class when you go to these sporting events, people.
Well, you know, I will say I would have a mutual person we both know. She would boo it only because she was in love with Dan Henderson. So,
this was Benson Henderson, though. This is a different Henderson. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, and, I don't know if you caught the email tweet. I don't know what I did with it. It's out there. What's his last name? Now I can't think of his last name. The Danica Patrick and the other guy, the British guy.
David Gilliland.
I was going to say a totally wrong name. Did you happen to read any of that or, you know, hear the whole drama
shut
behind
up,
the situation?
Shut up and race, buddy. Shut up and race. I believe that's what he said to her, wasn't it? Was shut up and race?
Yeah. Well, you know, from the way it seems, the one article, I like to go with the Yahoo, some of the sports articles on Yahoo, because, I don't know, they just seem to have guys that are on top of things. Not that MSN and the other guys don't. I just prefer Yahoo a little bit more. But the way they made it out to seem was that David, while she was trying to confront him, you know, he wouldn't look her in the eyes, this and that. I mean, like, come on now. I mean, I know we discussed a few weeks ago, like, the confrontations and, you know, let them fight it out like in hockey. But, I mean, come on now, reporter guy. If you're the dude and you've got the female coming at you like that, what are you going to do? You're going to stand there, get in her face and argue and yell at her? Then you're going to look like an idiot. You let her do all the crap. But, I mean, I don't know. I did like, though, that his comment afterwards was something along the lines of, well, she's just mad because she's not winning any races.
Yep. Yeah, she has, as great as it was for her to move into NASCAR and become part of that sport and get out of, you know, the IndyCar League, she has proved absolutely nothing as a driver, and she needs to step her game up and do something. So, you know, she can yell at anybody she wants and whatever she's got to do, but sooner or later it's going to come down to the fact that she hasn't won anything.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of, you know, I wasn't a huge racing fan, and I'm just still learning about it now. And, I mean, even the little things I did know about it, when I thought of racing, she never came to mind.
Right.
You know, she just didn't. And I'm not attacking her because she's a woman, but I'm just saying she did not come to mind. You could do all the GoDaddy commercials in the world, which, yeah, you're a pretty girl, but when you're the only girl, by default, you're the hottest chick in racing.
Well, there are other girls. They're just, you know, you haven't seen a lot of them yet. So.
Well, but you know what I mean. It's like you could sit there and do all the promoting, and it does help the thing, but I just didn't understand how she was such a big star and that NASCAR needed, like, someone like her. Because it's my understanding, you know, NASCAR's along the lines with their fans of almost like wrestling, you know, where they're always going to have their fans. They never had that problem.
Well, the issue they were having was, you know, like every other sport, you want to be able to expand into the whole United States. You know, NASCAR was a very southern sport, and as they started to grow out, you need those personalities and those people who will attract that, and that's kind of where she came into play. You know, but now again, it's to that point where, you know, this is her first full-time year at Sprint Cup at the top level. You know, last year she ran all the nationwide races and didn't win anything. So, you know, as it goes, you know, your first year in, it's understandable. You're learning everything. She only had a few races under her belt. When it comes around to next year or maybe the year after that, if she doesn't have a win by then or if she hasn't made the chase, then there's going to be a lot of issues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my point is they seem to make such a huge deal about her, like she was some kind of savior to NASCAR. And I understand what you're saying. You know, you need to break the barriers.
In a way, she was. So.
But at the same time, you got to win. You got to do something. You know, riding the pole.
Well, you know, I mean, you You especially. I mean, a guy who looks like you, you totally understand that, you know, pretty is only going to get you so far. Nice when the music starts when I want it to. In the third period, the Tampa Bay Lightning have a 3-2 lead over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Right now, at the end of the second, looks like the second period just came to a close. The Detroit Red Wings and the Los Angeles Kings are tied at one apiece. Two games haven't started yet. The Chicago Blackhawks are in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. They should actually be starting very soon here. I believe it was an 8:30 Central start time. And the other game on the docket tonight has the San Jose Sharks in Phoenix to take on the Coyotes. And that is your NHL Slapshot update.
Hey, you're a funny man. But I guess
Don't you love it when the music starts just when you want it to and it works out like that?
Just in time for me not to say anything back to your comments. But no, I guess that's one of the things that always drives me nuts, too, is when anyone talks about her on some of the sports network, you know, radio stations, because especially here in Chicago, you know, none of these guys are NASCAR guys. Half of the audience could care less. You know, I even had heard one guy call in and say, you know, I would like for you to give me back that 2 minutes of my life. I'm like, you're really that big of a – I mean, it's not that bad. It's not, you know, whatever. But
well, you know, I think if guys ever went and gave it a chance, I honestly think just to experience it, I think they would enjoy it more than they would be willing to admit.
Yeah.
It's not the most exciting thing to watch on TV. You know, neither is golf, but, you know, like, I enjoy playing golf. You know, I mean, it's a totally different game when you're playing it. So,
yeah.
You know, NASCAR is a lot more exciting when you're there.
Yeah, which, you know, maybe this September we'll make a run if we can. I tried getting recruiting my brother-in-law into it, but I just got no response out of him. It's just like, oh yeah, you're looking to go. That's cool. Damn.
The Joliet?
Yeah, Joliet. I don't live too far from there. And I also don't live too far from Cog Hill, too, which it gets crazy over there. What is it? When that comes up, I don't go that way at all.
They don't let people like us on the Cog Hill golf course, my friend. So...
Well, I'm not saying on the course. I just mean driving in this area. It gets crazy.
Yeah, traffic over there is horrible. I've driven by there a time or two, so.
Well, you know, I would sneeze during the backswing or something.
Yeah,
especially if it's Tiger.
Well, you know, the way we play that's acceptable. You know, it's just you can't do that at the other events. We actually went to the U.S. Open when it was played in. I think it was at Medina one year. We went for the first round on Thursday. And we walked around with the group for about 9 holes, and then I had enough and just went to the bar while my buddies did the back 9 with the group. So,
I'll tell you what I do wish I had. I wish I had a really nice house near Cog Hill so I could rent that thing out for, I believe it's like, I'm not even going to throw a number out there, but I know the numbers were crazy, the amount of money you can get renting out your house to one of these guys, these PGA guys, you know? I would rent it out and stay there and put on a black suit and a bow tie and pretend to be their butler for the money you get. Damn. You know,
those guys can afford that stuff. The top players can afford all that stuff. So, I guess unless they want to sleep in their Winnebago. I couldn't say that for a minute there.
Well, Quagmire likes to call it Winnebago.
Are you all psyched and ready to go for the NFL draft tomorrow?
Oh, that's tomorrow. Yay, finally. We don't have to hear about all these stupid mock drafts.
Just round one is tomorrow, okay? Just round one. So
Murphy KO.
That's all.
Murphy KO.
That is all. That is all you're going to get is round one. You don't get round two and three until Friday.
This weekend.
So it's round one on Thursday, round two and three on Friday, and round four through is it six or seven now on Saturday? I think it's seven. So.
And where do they do this? The drafting at? Is this in Indianapolis?
New York. No, they do it in New York City. It's the ballroom, and I can't remember which one it is. But, yeah, it's always held in New York City.
I bet you it's the Grand Ballroom. Uh-huh.
Yeah, one of them. And, you know, see, like, what I thought would be cool for the NFL to do is, like, I think if your team wins the Super Bowl, the draft should be held in your town somewhere.
Yeah, considering your town doesn't get the Super Bowl if you go to the Super Bowl.
Right. So that should kind of be your reward is, you know, you get – hey, you know, okay, well, now we'll set the draft up. You know, I think that could be kind of a cool thing. You know, it goes from town to town, and, you know, if you win it, hey, here we are. And, you know, it would be great for tourism in that town, and I'm sure it would help all the local businesses. It doesn't hurt the teams because they do all their stuff in their offices anyways.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, you know, I don't know that most people know this, but apparently, it's first come, first serve. You want to go view the draft for free.
Yeah.
You know, they'll
get
you
actually,
concessions, but, you know, hey, that sounds
good. If I remember right, they do wristbands, or I think you can actually get a ticket, because I remember people getting arrested for scalping their seats at the draft a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe that was the combine that was free. And they just showed up. Yeah, so I'm confused. I confuse myself on the draft, so I don't know how that goes. But I did find that crazy interesting that they, you know, hey. But I have, you know, my Uncle Bob, who's going to be glued to his favorite chair in front of the TV until the draft is over. He will not.
Yeah.
He does not
answer
the phone. No. If you call him, I would never. I call him once. Remember that. Once during draft weekend, you know.
Did he answer the phone?
Yeah, he wasn't happy either. Like, what do you want? You know, I'm watching the draft. Ah!
You should have said, Uncle Bob, your house is on fire, and hung up on him. So.
Oh, I don't know that he would have felt for that. But, hey, Chicago media, we always love to talk about how negative they are, and it's true to their negativity. Did you hear that the NHL is opening, or not opening, they're doing six outdoor classic games? I don't know if that's what they call it, but I know they're called out, so they're outdoors.
Yeah.
But they're going to be, you know, and there's the one game a year was special. But now you might as well, according to this guy in Chicago who did a stupid rant, it's no longer special, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you just have it at the New York place? Oh, wait, it's booked for the Super Bowl next year. Like, really? I mean, I don't know. I think the thing, it is special. I think it's cool. The only thing that I think kind of sucks is for all the other hockey fans that aren't in that area, you know. Yeah, it was, you know, they did it in Pittsburgh one year. They did it here in Chicago, and I don't know where else they did it. But, I mean, I think it would be cool. They have six games across the nation, you know, obviously strategically placed out. And it gives something for everybody, not just the one game for the year. How do you feel about that?
After the first one, is the second one really special? I mean, it's cool to see, but it kind of loses that special feeling because they've already done it. And yeah, I don't have a problem. I mean, you know, the game I'm really interested in is they're talking about having one at Dodger Stadium, I think. And
really?
I mean, I know the winters have been kind of weird, but I'm not sure how you're going to get a rink in there.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's obviously no problem here in Chicago to do that stuff.
Right.
Or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
any
place, you know, yeah, the way it is north here, I mean, we have no issues with that at all. But, yeah, you know, and obviously there's people a lot smarter than me who are going to have to figure this out, but I don't know.
I do have one question, though. When Magic Johnson and the group. I forget, the Guggenheimer, is that what they were? He and his group.
Oh, sure, I like that.
Dodgers. Huh? What'd you say?
I like that, the Guggenheimers. That's cool.
Was that the group? Did I just make that up?
No, I know that's a museum in, like, Germany or something, the Guggenheim, but that's close enough. We're all right.
Okay, yeah, that is. When their group, when Magic Johnson purchased the Dodgers, I was confused. So does the Coliseum come with it?
I'm trying to remember what he kept because he tried to hold on to quite a bit, but I think, I believe they got the stadium. I don't remember. Somebody would have to go back and look or, you know, somewhere along those lines, because I don't remember right off the top of my head what the deal was, besides a lot of money.
Well, of course. I don't know. I was just throwing that out there because you never know. This might be a little bit of a Magic Johnson behind that. You know, I mean, Magic Johnson, the most I've learned about him, obviously I don't know him or been to L.A., but what I do know about him is he loves L.A. He loves L.A.
Yeah.
He'll never go anywhere else, and he loves L.A. That's why I said it so many times. And I can just see him being behind
that. And he loves his gay son. So.
His what?
And he loves his gay son.
Oh.
Yeah, he has Irvin Johnson III, and he's openly gay, and Magic is a very big supporter of him. So,
well, it is California. But he only has one kid?
I think so. I believe they only have the one.
Wow.
I know they had the one, and then he had all those HIV problems.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how any, you know, if that all worked into anything, but I've only heard of the one. He may have more. I honestly don't know.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there because, you know, that era that they all played in, a lot of those basketball guys, a lot of sports athletes are still doing that today, but whatever. So I don't know. I just thought it was cool. I think that you brought that up is pretty cool. It would be interesting to see a hockey game played at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How would you do it?
You know, obviously, I'm sure there's the technology they have to do it. What I just don't want to see is, you know, the ice get slushy and somebody get hurt. So,
yeah.
You know, that's always kind of a fear.
Oh, man. I had some couple other things on my mind, but whatever.
Me saying you were good looking threw you off, and that was it. You lost your train of thought after that.
Pretty much. There was one more topic. I just can't remember what it was.
I'm sure there's all kinds of.
Yeah, but either way, I beat Mr. Fantasy last week in our.
I did see. Speaking of Yahoo, since we both seem to get a lot of our news from there, I enjoy reading their sports news as well because they're very on top of stuff. Apparently, the Empire Sports Network and the NFL Network have came to an agreement that they will not release draft picks early on Twitter this year so they don't ruin the surprise for the fans watching at home. So,
I'm confused about that one. Is there like a 7-minute delay or?
Well, what happened last year is they started tweeting out picks before they were made. Because, you know, the NFL gets the card first so they can get their tweets ready to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was processed, the ESPN and the NFL Network guys were able to see them too. So they were releasing them, you know, just minutes before they were announced. Because, you know, like when you get a card, they take it to check the spelling and make sure the commissioner can pronounce the name right when he's up there so he doesn't look like a jackass.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a little delay in when the pick goes in and when it's announced. And during that time, they were tweeting out the picks. So, you know, it kind of killed the home audience because everybody knew who was being picked before they were being picked.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you said that. So one night I was listening to the Cubs broadcast, and Mr. Keith Moreland and Pat Hughes were talking about that, actually, because, you know, how they take their notes and how they write down their scorecard. And I found it not interesting. It just kind of didn't even save me. But, you know, they started talking about how they write out the names phonetically, regardless of how it's spelled. You know, they do it like we were taught in school. You spell everything phonetically, which would make the world a whole hell of a lot easier. Then we wouldn't have any silent K's and G's and N's and all this other crap. So that they don't ever ruin the guy's name. So I thought that was pretty intelligent. But you don't have any silent letters.
The E on the end of my name is silent.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. The G, the K's.
I got a knife.
You know.
I know what you're talking about.
Hey, where are you? I can't see you. Let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the bar.
I'm going to get that as Mr. Fantasy's ringtone for his birthday here coming up, I think. All right, it's time for your MLB stretch update. The Pittsburgh Pirates have a 4-3 lead on the Philadelphia Phillies. Looks like they're in the bottom of the eighth. Top of the seventh, the Detroit Tigers are up 7-5 on the Royals with the Royals at bat. Oh, Dan is interested in this. The Dodgers have a 3-2 lead over the Mets, and looks like the Dodgers are up in the top of the eighth. In the top of the ninth, the Tampa Bay Rays have a 3-0 lead on the New York Yankees, and Fernando Rodney is in to try to close it. Starting games here. The Rangers are in Anaheim to take on the Angels, of course, even though they're the Los Angeles Angels of California, Anaheim. But Hugh Darvish is starting for the Rangers tonight, so I know everybody's interested in that. The late game has the Milwaukee Brewers in San Diego to take on the Padres. Here are your finals today. The Cincinnati Reds got a 1-0 win over the Cubs. Matt Latos got the win, or Aldis Chapman got the save for all you fantasy geeks out there. The Toronto Blue Jays got a 6-5 win over the Orioles in extra innings. The Cardinals got a 4-2 win over the Nationals. Looks like Steven Strasburg took another loss. The White Sox did get a win 3-2 over the Indians. The Astros crushed the Mariners 10-3 this afternoon. It just was not pretty at all. The Colorado Rockies beat the Atlanta Braves in extra innings. They went 12 innings. They won 6-5. The Arizona Diamondbacks, another extra inning game. What is that, 3 today? They won 3-2 over the Giants in 10 innings. And the Boston Red Sox got a 6-5 win over the Oakland A's, but Mr. Fantasy will be happy because our guy Chris Young hit 2 home runs. So there you go. There's your MLB stretch update on Sports Time Radio.
Yay! Come on, Fernando Rodney. He's one of my only closers in one of my leagues. You know, with Aroldis Chapman as being the closer, I was looking at Jonathan Broxton last night or the night before, whatever. Would he even be a great pickup? I mean, he has like a couple of holds, maybe three. I don't know. I wanted to, but there was something that just said, I don't think you're going to get what you want out of him, what you're looking for.
Holds is a category in our league, so, you know, it's a win. You know, if you win holds, it scores a point for you. So it's one of those things. You need guys who'll do that.
I went with this young kid from Colorado who already has like 5 holds.
Yeah.
Matt Feliz, I think. So, but you know, we'll see how that works out.
I wasn't sure. I thought I saw. Did he get the win today, or did he? Yeah, he got the win today.
Yes.
Well, I did that. I took a chance on a guy from Atlanta, Eric O'Flaherty, because I saw Johnny Venters got hurt, and I knew they would need a guy to fill that role, and he's been real good for me. He's got like 3 relief wins and a couple holds. So, you need those guys to fill in your spots because you can't – in leagues like ours, in 20-team leagues, your bullpen cannot be all closers. It's physically impossible. Unless you went and took them with, like, the first five or six picks of your draft.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I will say this. This winter, I don't know when, but you and I are going to come up and we're going to develop some kind of I like the way we did things for our baseball previews, and it's like anything else, it's just going to get better. And over this winter, we'll have enough time for me and you to kind of work it out. So, I don't know, get it a little bit more fantasy based, you know, to help me out.
Yeah.
How do you like that? But, you know, two things I just want to tell everyone out there that's listening. You know, we forgot to mention, go check us out on ultimatesportstalk.com. And this fall, whatever you want to call it, we're going to do our previews for the NFL, the NHL, and the NBA. And, you know, the NFL will start in August, then we'll have September, and then October for the other two sports. So that'll be fun, and it's going to be a lot of work, and I'm going to probably regret doing that. But, hey, whatever. It's what we got to do. And
I have a job, all right? You know that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I got a job, too, and school.
Oh, you'll be done with school by then.
No. So, you know, in case you guys are wondering, the month of August, September, and October, we probably won't rent any blogs.
No, Mr. Flo, no, maybe Mr. Fantasy will write that running quarterback blog finally. So,
but
I work with a guy who, oddly enough, I went to high school with, so him and I have been friends for about 50 years. And ever since I've known him, he's been a huge Raider fan. He knows everything about the Raiders. So I asked him, I was telling him, you know, what you and I were planning to do. And I said, hey, you know, maybe when we're doing this, I said, maybe, you know, I'll talk to my, you know, my co-host Dan about it. I said, maybe you could come on and give the Raider preview. And I think he started to sweat right then and there just thinking that he was going to be on the show giving a preview. And he just started to stammer, and he was like, yeah, I don't know if I could do that. And I'm like, dude, it's not that difficult. You know everything about the team. I just thought it was funny how some guys react to this kind of thing where, you know, for a guy like you, it's very natural.
And, you know, and the funny thing is, and your baseball. But, yeah, you're right. You know, I have no fear, I guess. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Neither do you, though. You don't either.
Dude, I'm terrified. What are you talking about? Every time we do a show, I want to throw up.
It's a lot easier doing this than coming out from behind the curtain. But thing that I remembered that I couldn't think of earlier. I know it's only April. It's only April, and we still have 5 months of baseball left. But the Cubs are going down to Miami this weekend. Okay? I think it's a 3 or 4 game series. I'm not totally positive on the game. Obviously, it's definitely going to be a 3 game, maybe a 4 game. But if the Cubs do not come out of this series with 2 or 3 wins, do you think that's kind of going to kind of spell out the rest of their season? Because you and I have kind of pinned the Marlins being the worst team in baseball next to the Astros. So, I mean, what do you think about it? Because I'm thinking if they don't, you know, really fight hard and win and get hits and runs this weekend, that this is pretty much going to be what we see the rest of the season.
Well, sadly, I think we've kind of seen what we're going to see the rest of the season. And, you know, it's just one of those things we're kind of stuck with. Hopefully it gets better, but I don't have really high hopes for it.
No, I don't either. I mean, they're not going to contend with the Dodgers. I guess, but my point was, I kind of feel like this will be a make-or-break weekend. And if there's any hope at all for the team, I think it would show the season. And, you know, Darwin Barney wasn't, like, this huge missing piece. So bringing him back, it gives you a couple extra, you know, bats compared to Brett Millerbridge, who I think got one hit out of, you know, 3 weeks. So that was definitely an improvement. But I don't know. I just, you know, Jed said it. It's hard to watch this team play. But for me, because it's really not that fun.
No, well, you know, they've been probably, you know, not that anybody was expecting, you know, fantastic things out of him. But I think everybody was under the impression they were going to be improved. I think, like, between them, Toronto, and the Angels, they're probably the three most disappointing teams in baseball right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Mr. Fantasy doesn't even talk about the Angels.
It's weird. You know, cause like, you know, Toronto, you know, like, obviously Toronto and the Angels, they were expected to contend. And, you know, maybe they still will. Again, it's only April. There's a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, you know, you look at the Cubs, and, you know, like, today, Matt Garza couldn't make his rehab start. They had to shut him down because he's got a dead arm. So now he's going to be gone longer. You know, Rizzo's not playing well. They still have no answer at third base. Now it's Cody Ransom is the answer at third base. You know, I mean, you look at this team. I mean, Nate Scherholz has played well. Castro is doing what you'd expect Castro to do. I mean, he's been hitting the ball real well. His defense is still a little shaky, you know, which he'll always get killed for. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking at Anthony Rizzo and going, hey, is it too late to get Ryan LaHair back from Japan? So...
Oh, you got to love new management. If it's not their guy, they're not into it.
Yeah, well, you know, and the sad part was, you know, they've chased Anthony Rizzo through three organizations. So, you know, you got to hope they were right about him and he can make the adjustment to what they're doing to him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, you know, they invested way too much in him.
Oh, yes. I definitely believe so. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't buying it since the beginning. I felt the air did a much better job, but hey, who am I? So I got to finish my degree and get into financing and get into the club.
Well, the guy was an all-star, you know, Brian LaHair last year. He was good enough to make the all-star team. And, you know, when Rizzo came up, it looked like they were okay. I mean, it looked like he was going to fill the void and they were going to do all right. But, you look at this team and it's like they couldn't find playing time for LaHair after Rizzo came up. And it's like, come on, you know, I mean, he's not Hank Aaron, but obviously he's good enough to make the All-Star team.
Oh, yeah. Well, and not only that, I mean, you already had a team that wasn't contending. So why are you going to crap on the one guy who's doing great?
Well, actually, maybe you can answer this for me. There was, I think it was a local article. I don't remember if it was the Sun-Times or the Tribune. But they said when the Cubs finally get to the point of contending, there will be eight guys from this current roster on the contending team. Besides Starlin Castro, Anthony Rizzo, and Jeff Samardzija, can you give me the other five?
Alfonso Soriano? No, I can't. Because they've already
I'm sitting here thinking, okay, maybe they would keep Darwin Barney around. So that's four.
Even with his gold glove last year, everything, the Cubs were still like, you know, if there's something better, we'll go find it. Oh, okay.
Right.
They didn't seem to... all that impressed, it seemed like to me.
Right,
like Darwin Barney.
They don't seem sold on him. So
no. And I mean,
but yeah,
according
you know,
to me,
I saw
according
there
to
thinking,
me. Okay.
According to you.
No,
I was sitting there thinking, I mean, do you consider Wellington Castillo a guy who they would hang around? I mean, he's hitting really well, but he hasn't shown any power yet.
No, and this is his first full season. I mean, obviously, you got to try to ride out with the whole Soto thing. So, this is his first season. He seems like a pretty good guy, but, I mean, we still got a lot of time. But I don't really see eight guys from that team because, I mean, who else? Nate Scherholz. I think he's been playing considerably well in hitting, especially since I got him on both my teams, and I check those updates every day. But he's done considerably well for a team that's not doing anything. But I don't see him on the team in four or five more years.
Right. You know, that's, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I could see maybe a guy like Travis Wood hanging around as a fourth or fifth starter.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's reaching if you're going, oh, yeah, this is my fourth or fifth starter 4 years down the road.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So.
And, I mean, for him, every start he's had has been a quality start. And thank you for that category.
Way off topic here, but do you have Kenley Jansen on any of your teams?
Who?
Kenley Jansen, the Dodger reliever?
No, I have Belfario and Paco Rodriguez.
Oh, okay, because Jansen just pitched got a hold for shutting down the Mets in the eighth inning, so I wasn't sure if you had him.
No. Now, here's the million-dollar question.
Okay.
For the last 3 or 4 years, the Cubs have been, we're gonna shop, you know, Soriano's going to get traded, blah, blah, blah. Do you even bother anymore?
No, after him saying no last year, I wouldn't even bother. If a team came to me and said they were interested in him, I would talk to him. But other than that, if he, you know, with that no trade clause, if you're not going to go to a contender last year, why are you going to go anywhere this year?
But yeah, but you know, I guess that was my point because you know everyone's still on that wagon of you know, oh, the Cubs need to trade him. The Cubs need to trade him. Well, he may not be the million, multi-million dollar man that they signed the contract for, but you still have to pay it. Now, eating the Zambrano contract obviously turned out, I mean, it doesn't turn out in your favor because you're eating a bunch of money, but look at the situation.
Right, but it was only for 1 year you had to eat the Zambrano money. So.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, let's just say they dropped Soriano for no reason at all. You know someone would pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
I hope the Cubs aren't really shopping him because it seems pointless to me at this point. But, the media just needs to shut the hell up. I mean, he's playing, you know, solid defense. He stole 2 bases yesterday. You know, I'm not going to, you know, go for an award and say, hey, he's the greatest guy ever, but... you know, you might as well write out the contract and see where it goes, where it takes you. Because what else are you going to do? Anyone else in the farm system that could have been brought up, they had just left. So.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think you have to kind of look at it as, you know, what kind of offer are you going to get? I mean, if somebody's willing to give you something for them, you know, you make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but obviously at this point in time... What are the chances you're going to be able to get rid of them? Probably pretty slim.
I was just kind of bringing it up because I'm just tired of hearing about it. I know I haven't heard a whole lot about it. Fortunately, Keith Moreland and Pat Hughes aren't talking about it, but Hughes doesn't seem to jump on wagons like the TV guys tend to do. Brentley was huge on that. You know, Brentley was huge on trying to sell players on TV. I mean, you would have thought that Brentley thought Soriano was God when he talked about how great he was, you know, but in the end, we know he was just trying to help the Cubbies out to move him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just felt like with the situation they're in now, not even being a contender, and you're going to have to pay the money regardless, so you might as well just leave him, let him do his job, let him play, get off his back.
Yeah, well, you know, I think... Obviously, you know, they're looking for prospects. So, you know, if a team comes to you and says, hey, you know, here's this, you know, not top prospect, but almost a top prospect, and here's a second-tier prospect, will you give us Soriano? Then you got to go to Soriano and say, hey, would you go play here?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, other than that, I don't really see – somebody's going to have a serious injury, and it's going to have to be a contender. So, yeah, at this point in time, I think they're just kind of stuck with them.
Oh, yeah, which with the way they're playing isn't really a negative. So,
no, you know, as weird as it is, he's one of their better players, even though he's not the player he used to be.
No. Then that's the crazy part. He's probably, maybe I'm going on a limb here, but from what I've heard and yeah, basically from what I've heard and the highlights I've seen, it seems like, you know, he and Cheerholtz are the guys who kind of put things together for this team. Rizzo getting the home run, but he's not getting the hit. It's nice to get home runs, but you still need to get on base. And
yeah.
You know, have something better than a 200 batting average.
Yeah, well, that, and I know, you know, like they reported that, you know, Soriano apparently is a really good clubhouse guy, which is the first I've heard of that, because I know other places he wasn't. So.
Well, they didn't care for him too much in New York, did they?
No, no, and I know in Texas, they actually asked him to switch positions, and he told them no, he wouldn't do it for the team. So yeah, I thought that was quite odd. You know, I mean, you always kind of hope that, you know, you would like to, you know, do what's best for your team, but he apparently did not want to at that time.
Yeah. Is that when he was still in the infield, or?
Yeah, they wanted him to move to from second to short, and he said no, he refused.
Because they had that one guy, Michael Young, who would play anywhere.
Well, you know, the weird thing was what ended up happening is Michael Young ended up moving to play shortstop. So that was the coincidence there was, you know, it was Michael Young who stepped up and said, hey, I'll do it. He can stay there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes those second basemen and shortstops can be weird with that position. But, little side note. Marlon Byrd is on the Mets. Did you hear that today?
Yes, he is. I saw him hit tonight.
Oh, wow. So obviously his suspension is done with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know he's not like the huge guy or anything like that, but, you know, still that name. And you and I have talked about him over the last couple of years, and kind of just following his career. So I thought that was interesting that he's playing over there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always nice to give a guy a second chance to see what he can do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, you know, he cheated. He admitted he cheated, unlike Ryan Braun. He didn't, you know, try to sell the bad test or anything like that. He just took his suspension and, you know, went on his way. So.
Yeah.
You know, I think they all eventually say they're innocent regardless if they are or not. You know, I'm waiting to see, you know, because I'm waiting for the Robinson Cano fallout because they found out somebody who is, I don't know if they work for him or his agent or somebody, but it turned out to be a female was associated with that clinic in Miami. So I'm waiting to see the fallout from that, if it has anything to do with Cano or not.
Oh, wow. That one, I think, would be along the lines of an A-Rod disappointment if you find out if it's true or not.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that his mommy named him after Jackie Robinson, and I don't know, all that stuff. That, well, I mean, you know, that's the stuff you learn when you watch baseball.
No.
I don't know. I think John Wilson might have told us that one. I don't know who told me that one, but... you know, he's one of those guys I really like. I was looking to get him in both of our drafts. It just didn't work out. I think he was pretty high picks, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know in our money league, he was the third overall pick.
Oh,
so
wow.
he was up there. He was probably top five in every league this year.
Yeah. I mean, so with him, I think – if it comes down, it's going to be a huge disappointment to everybody.
Yeah. You know, and you hope, I mean, hopefully, you know, he's not associated with it. I know the story was a little strange. Not a lot has came out on it yet. I'm just hoping they, you know, kind of get this cleared up here and we figure out what the heck is going on.
Oh, yeah. We need to call up Bud Selig and see what's going on.
Yeah. You think you would tell us, you know, so.
Yeah. Get it out. We want to know. We can get on with our life.
And by the way, I meant to ask you, did you apologize to Jason Hayward for me?
Oh, yeah. I'll have to tweet him again.
Yeah. Well, you know, the odd thing was is both of my National League picks for MVP and Cy Young are on the disabled list right now. So I sank both those guys pretty quickly.
Oh yeah. I mean, didn't Hayward have his troubles last year though, with battling a few injuries here and there? Or
yeah, I think he had a shoulder, if I remember right, last year.
Yeah, you're right. That
kind of bothered him. But you know, this obviously, appendicitis. That's, you can't really control that. That's just one of those weird things. So.
I yelled at you and you yelled back at me about not writing blogs. That's for talking about baseball and really not talking about pitchers at all. My next one's going to be a game from 2005 when the, I'm going to try to get it done by this weekend, the Cardinals came to town to take on the Cubbies and we had Chris Carpenter. So I was all excited because I'm like, where's Chris Carpenter? And I realized, man, he hasn't played in 2 years. And then I went back and, you know, I went through at Sports Time Radio's tweets, but then I remembered I tweeted, you know, the story, so I didn't want to look that far back, but, oh, it's kind of disappointing to know that he's pretty much done. They think that he's done with
baseball. With all the injuries and stuff that poor guy's had, yeah, he's probably done.
Yeah, 38 years old, so he had a great career.
Came back from a lot of injuries. So,
I mean, you know, like I said, it wasn't great watching him beat up on the Cubs, but it was a great pitcher to watch. So, what a fan.
Well, as long as you like it, that's what's important.
And the other pitcher, this is the only thing I'm going to give away about my blog, Jerome Williams. I was like,
cool.
He started for the Cubs. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Exactly. I was like, who the heck? You know, at first I was like, Jerome Walton. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not even a pitcher. So, you know, of course, I ran over to baseballreference.com. It's where I'm getting my stats for my blog these days and some other stuff, whatever. And it turns out that he is a starting pitcher. I believe he made the starting rotation for the Angels. That's a go figure.
That's how desperate they were for pitching, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think the guy was fairly young, but we're talking about a game that was played 8 years ago. So to see one guy in that lineup still, I mean, wait till you read my blog, because it's 2005 doesn't seem that long ago, I'm sure to you, to me. I don't know about everyone listening, how far it seems to you, but... You look at that 2005 lineup, and there's not a single guy on the team. Obviously, you don't expect them to be, but wow, this is totally different. You can't predict.
Well, see, if you're going to break down and write a blog, I may have to come up with something then, because I can't let you outdo me. That would be horrible.
Well, it's not so much outdoing, but if I do one this week, you should try to do one the week after so that we kind of have...
Oh, no, if you're going to do one, I'm going to do mine the next day so it goes on top of yours, you know. I'm bitter like that. You got to be careful.
But see, if I do one this week and you do one next week and our other guy does one the week after, oh, wait, that would be me again. If the other guy doesn't do the blog.
I don't think our other guy can type. I don't know what happened to him. So, you know, I would love just to see fantasy rankings or something out of him for April. You know, these were the top fantasy guys or something like that. But I don't know if we'll get that either. So
I'll just make a picture.
I may just make photos and put them up as his blog. Just put an empty computer screen or something up there. It is time for you and I to go. But as Dan mentioned earlier in the show, if you're interested in meeting Dan or I, Saturday night we'll be at the Berwyn Eagles Club for Anarchy Pro Wrestling. If you want to stop by and introduce yourselves to us, Dan will gladly sign autographs for you and take pictures with your children. So, right? You'll do that?
That's what you want.
All right. So, Mr. Fantasy won't be appearing because, well, he's like that. But he should be on the show with Dan and I Friday. So it should be an interesting fantasy night as we update the bet and all the other fun stuff that goes with Friday night shows. So say goodnight to all our friends and fans out there, Dan, and I will hit the music here.
I like that one, friends. Good night, friends. See you Friday.